podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cultivating Calm. This episode is going to provide you with some helpful practices and exercises to overcome your anxiety. In previous episodes, I have discussed some pretty big and important concepts such as our mindset, consciousness, mantras, self-love, and sleep. However, in this episode, my goal is to provide you with some more general, simple things to add to your everyday routine or lifestyle. Some of these practices and exercises include, but are not limited to, exercise, yoga, and diets, spending time with loved ones and/or pets, engaging in activities for relaxation, distracting yourself with hobbies, getting organized, journaling, music, and aromatherapy. First, let's take care of our physical health. Exercise is a very important part of making sure not only our physical selves are healthy, but our mental state as well. Exercise can help in easing anxiety. This is because exercise treats anxiety by distracting you from your thoughts, decreasing muscle tension, which lowers the body's contribution to feeling anxious, and increasing your heart rate, which in turn increases anti-anxiety neurochemicals, which are small organic molecules or peptides that participate in neural activity, such as serotonin, according to Harvard Health Publishing. Serotonin is a chemical that boosts our mood, commonly linked to feeling good and living longer, which leads it to also be called the happy chemical. Also from Harvard Health Publishing, they described how a recent meta-analysis in the journal Anxiety Depression found that people with anxiety disorders who reported high-level physical activity were better protected against developing anxiety symptoms than those who reported low physical activity. Although every kind of exercise will get your body moving and your mind to ease, one of the best kinds of exercise for relieving anxiety is yoga. Yoga combines movements with breathing techniques, making it a wonderful anxiety reducer. Yoga helps to ease physical discomfort through stretches and other movements, but has an even greater impact in easing anxiety because yoga poses help you to feel in control of your body again without letting your mind take over that control. During the quarantine phase of the pandemic, I got really into yoga, and I started it just out of boredom at first, but then I realized how much happier I was becoming after doing yoga consistently every day. I felt in control of my body, and for the 30 minutes that I did yoga, nothing was on my mind except for controlling my body and breathing. After a while, I found myself connecting my inhales and exhales to my movements without the need for instruction, which is what makes yoga such a wonderful anxiety reducer. In addition to exercise, eating healthy and having a balanced diet is very important for overcoming anxiety. Did you know that our food actually has a connection to the neurochemicals in our brain? For example, try to incorporate some complex carbohydrates into your diet. According to the Mayo Clinic, carbohydrates are thought to increase the amount of serotonin in your brain, which has a calming effect. Some foods that are rich in complex carbohydrates are whole grains such as oatmeal, whole grain bread, and whole grain cereals. Also, make sure that you are drinking plenty of water to prevent dehydration, which can greatly affect your mood but can also get you sick. Now that we've gone over how to take care of your physical self and how it can improve your mental health, let's move on to the next topic, which is spending time with your loved ones. Being around those that you love will make you feel appreciated and loved, and they will also make you feel emotionally supported as well. The reason why I say that it is important to surround ourselves with our loved ones is because I tend to get anxious when I think too deeply about my relationships. I question whether or not my friends and family truly like me and enjoy my company. This causes me to end up in a downward spiral of sadness, questioning every relationship I have ever formed and currently have. Yet when I am with my loved ones or I hang out with some of my best friends, I remember that I am not a burden and I reflect on how loved I truly am. Not only can being with your loved ones relieve these feelings of loneliness and self-deprecation, but it can also help to distract you from your negative thoughts and redirect you into having more positive ones. Whatever you like to do with your family and friends, whether it's game nights, movie nights, family dinners, or something else that brings people together, it can help you to feel connected to those around you and take your mind off of the things causing anxiety. I am the happiest when I am around others. Of course, I enjoy alone time as well for relaxing, but there is something so comforting about being with other people and feeling the love and excitement when you are with them. Some of my favorite memories are those late night game nights with my family, where we sit around the table playing cards or board games while eating snacks, talking, and simply just enjoying each other's company. I also recommend spending time with pets. I know that some people don't have pets or don't like animals, and that is perfectly fine, but the reason why I do mention spending time with pets, however, is because pets provide a non-judgmental form of interaction. Your pets are going to love you no matter what. According to News and Health, animals have been shown to decrease levels of cortisol, a stress-related hormone, and lower blood pressure. Animals also reduce loneliness, increase feelings of social support, and can boost your mood. I love my pets so much. I have so many pets back at home, but my cat and dog make me feel so happy whenever I get to see them, and they instantly relieve a lot of tension and anxiety. Another thing that I recommend for relieving anxiety is relaxing through engagement in other activities. Some activities that I do and that you might do as well are watching TV, reading, meditation and breathing techniques, art projects, cooking or baking, and cleaning. Watching TV and reading go hand in hand as they allow you to distract yourself from your own life and focus on other lives and other stories. I really enjoy reading because then I can visualize the stories in my head, which will occupy my mind instead of my worries occupying my mind. Another relaxation activity is meditation and breathing techniques. I usually meditate and focus on my breathing when I am having more of an anxious day or moment. I go more into depth about meditation, mindfulness, and breathing in episodes 3 and 6, so feel free to listen to those if you would like more information. Some other hobbies to distract yourself from your anxiety and shift your attention to something more engaging are art projects, cooking, baking, and cleaning. These are all forms of self-love as well, which I did talk about in episode 4. According to a study from UC Merced, when people engage in leisure activity, they have lower stress levels, better mood, a lower heart rate, and more psychological engagement. That means less boredom, which can help avoid unhealthy behaviors. These are all activities that will give you something to do while easing your mind at the same time. Another thing that has seriously helped me to prevent anxiety buildup is getting organized and staying organized. I am known among my friends and family for being super organized, and I like to be organized because it eases my anxiety. By staying organized, my mind stays organized as well. Organization even helps me to prioritize and sort through my worries sometimes. The ways that I choose to stay organized are having a clean space where everything has a place, writing in planners and to-do lists, and avoiding procrastination. I really enjoy writing everything down that needs to be done or that I need to remember. I have a planner for my homework and assignments, a calendar for big essays, exams, or presentations, and even virtual sticky notes on my laptop desktop. Even though this is a lot and I don't necessarily need all of these organizational tools, they do ease my mind, so I'm going to keep doing it. That actually reminds me of something that I wanted to say. If something is helping you with your anxiety, keep doing it. It doesn't matter whether anyone else does it, whether it helps anyone else or if others judge you for it. People judge me all the time for something as simple as being overly organized, but I know that it is helping me to stay calm, so I continue to do it. I also mentioned avoiding procrastination. If you keep putting things off that you need to do, you will just keep worrying and worrying about them. Think of it like this. Once something is done, you never have to worry about it again. Get up, do it, and you will feel so much better afterwards because you won't be worried about having to get it done anymore. Being organized and getting things done can even make you feel empowered because you got something done instead of just worrying about having to get it done. Something else that is kind of similar to being organized but is more of an activity is journaling. When journaling, I recommend starting with pen and paper. It is more natural than writing on a phone or a computer, and I feel like it's more relaxing too. Make it into a habit, make it simple, and do what feels right to you. According to WebMD, journaling can reduce your anxiety, can help decrease worrying and unhappiness, creates awareness of your thoughts and surroundings, regulates emotions, and much more. There are so many things that you could write about when journaling, but one technique that I tried for controlling my anxiety is writing about my thoughts and worries at a specific time each day. I tried writing at around 4 p.m. every day about everything that had been causing me anxiety. I would give myself 15 minutes, and once that 15 minutes was up, I stopped writing and told myself not to think about those worries that I wrote about until my next worry time, which is what I called that journaling time. I tried this for a week, but if I am being completely honest, this technique did not work for me. I ended up convincing myself that 15 minutes every day was not enough time to think about my worries, and it didn't end up working for me, but that's completely fine. I know of journaling working for so many other people, but it just didn't for me. Our own journeys to overcoming our anxiety are so personal, and we have to keep trying until we find the practices that work for us individually. One of the biggest practices that has helped me in overcoming my anxiety is listening to music. Music has always been a huge part of my life. The women in my mom's side of the family are all singers, and music and songs have been passed down from generation to generation. I have always felt so connected to music, and it is always something that I can count on to ease my anxiety. It gives me something to focus on and redirect my feelings towards. I focus on how music is making me feel the time rather than how anxious I may be feeling. The tempo of the music you are listening to can affect your heart rate, so calmer music will slow your heart rate and more upbeat music will increase it. Music overall is an emotional release, can make you feel good, can ground you in the present, and distract you from your worries. The final practice that I will be talking about is aromatherapy. There is not much evidence yet that proves why aromatherapy works, but some studies show how it may work. Healthline says that one theory of how aromatherapy works is that essential oils can stimulate the smell receptors in your nose, which then sends messages to your nervous system. Some also believe that essential oils can have a subtle effect on the body's chemical and energy systems. Some scents that are said to decrease stress and anxiety are lavender, orange, rose, jasmine, and chamomile. In this episode, I talked about exercise, yoga, and diets, spending time with loved ones and/or pets, activities to relax and distract the mind, getting organized, journaling, the power of music, and aromatherapy. In the next episode, I will be giving some tips on how to regain control during an anxiety spiral, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.